Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah. you please come up here? Let's give a warm welcome to Glenn today. Not the thriller.
All right, calm down. I'm immune to all that anyway. I don't need y'all to like me. I'm going to say the same either way. Because I'm going to try and keep it real. I think we deal with this issue quite a little bit. We do a certain amount of training for pastors and for people who are doing volunteer level ministry, and this is one of those things we have to explain to them, that sometimes your vocabulary gets a little out of control. I was doing that at some training we were doing, and the whole staff was with me, and I was talking about keeping things simple and keeping it easy to understand, and then later on I went into my notes of the other things I had to tell those preachers. And I said, you know, one of the important things you want to do is to make sure that your ministry doesn't have any chaos and entropy in it. And the guy raised his hand and said, what's entropy? And Mike about peed his pants laughing at him. You think he would have said something supportive like, well, that happened to anybody. But he didn't. And that's, I was caught in that myself. I have to deal with that myself. I think the truth is sometimes we get a concern about whether we're going to fit in, right? In church, you know, they all talk a certain way, dress a certain way, act a certain way, and we're not sure if we're exactly going to, you know, get into the flow of things there. We're not sure if they're going to look at us funny or think of us poorly because the way we act and the way we talk. And it's a legitimate question. You know, do we sort of kind of try and get into that by kind of talking the way they talk? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I think it sets a bad precedent in our mind to start by thinking about dressing ourselves up on the outside. As Brother Dana was saying, you know, it's about letting what's in your heart come out. And I think when we get into that mindset of thinking about the externals and focusing on the externals, everything we do becomes a front then. And we start feeling poorly towards ourselves, like, you know, I'm not being real with these people. I'm at church because I want to grow and I want to be in fellowship and I'm serious about this and I'm down for it. But, you know, they don't necessarily know that, so I have to say, you know, all this churchy language to make them think I am. The truth is, as was quoted earlier, man looks at the external things, but God looks at the heart. And, you know, godly people will look at your heart, too, and they will see that heart that you have in there. The truth is, if you're really going to grow, And you're asking this question in relation to finding a church and finding a pastor that you can relate with, you need to find a pastor that will shoot you straight. That's for sure. That's the way we put it in text. Anyway, you know, you have to be in that environment where somebody will keep it real with you, will tell you how it is, like it is, and just break it off. Won't dress it up, won't water it down, will just tell it like it is. It's simple, it's easy, and it's important. There's no reason not to do that. You know, I had a cousin. We've been talking on and off about him getting into church, and his wife started attending this church and started going to a Bible study, and she started encouraging him, and you know, he went over there, and I talked to him on the phone not too long after that, and he said, you know, I went and it was okay, but I didn't really know how to do any of the stuff they do there. And so I said, well, I'll give you a suggestion that will help you, you know, if they're not explaining stuff to you and whatnot. What you can do is you go walk in there, you know, real loud, bust the door open, and say, y'all Methodists, right? Cool. So when are we going to sacrifice the goat? See, then they will explain to you what is going to happen. This is the Bible. We're going to open the Bible now, and we're going to read from the Bible. No goats, just the Bible. They'll explain it to you because they don't want you to get the wrong impression, see? That will cure people of not being clear with you. Is you could just go ahead and set them out in that. The truth is, though, we also need to focus on the fact that you're entering a new phase of your life, and part of this life does involve learning some vocabulary. It's like anything else. You make changes. Let's say you get a job. You know, they have, you know, certain words for certain things. You know, if it's a construction job, they have, you know, language and vocabulary. You got to, you know, hit the hammer and, you know, nail it to the stud. I don't know what it is. I don't do construction. I don't know what it is. 2x4. You hammer the 2x4 to the thing and whatever it is, you know. Yeah, you've got language for whatever it is that you're getting into. The same's true for the church, and it won't kill you to learn a little of the vocabulary that we have here that's important. There just aren't simple ways of saying some of this. You know, that we came up with a simple way to say it. That's the word. We use that word, so you got to learn the word. And that's part of it, too. So we have to meet one another halfway on that. I can confirm for you, when I came to Chicago, I had to learn an entirely new vocabulary there. I spoke English. When I got here, it was very different. Now, first of all, y'all don't understand correct English the way I say it. Now, for instance, I was talking to Mike, and when he first came to work for me, he said, well, you know, I was talking to this guy about this and this and that, and I don't think he knew what he was talking about. I said, oh no, he doesn't know Khmer from Sikkim about what he's talking about. Right? This is Khmer, and that's Sikkim. See, if you don't know the difference between Khmer and Sikkim, you're not that bright. That's English.
Okay.
You understand? Yeah. Nobody here understands that kind of language. Where I come from, that doesn't require explanation. You understand?
Amen, brother.
I get here, first brother I meet says, you know, in Texas, y'all say folks a lot. You folks do this and you folks do that. And I said, yeah. He said, don't say that here, because that means something else here. I said, well, okay, I won't say folks, I'll just say people. He said, no, that's something else too. You don't leave a bro a lot of room. You know, what is it, individuals or dudes or something, you know. They were explaining this to me, and the brother said, you know how it says in the Bible, go and make disciples of all nations? You can't say that here. That means something else. See, I had to learn that. I'm glad somebody explained it to me. But if you try to make disciples of all nations, people will think you're on a totally different mission than God's mission. There's some people already on that mission, but God doesn't have anything to do with it, you know. We have to learn that vocabulary. But I think the most important thing I want to say about all this is that we've got to get to a place where we're keeping this real, and we're keeping it honest, and we're keeping it direct with the Lord. However you feel like you've got to do at church, or whatever you're comfortable with in terms of the pastor, you know, that's a personal decision and something that's got to fit your personality and your character. But you need to be 100% you with God. You cannot front him out anyway. I hope that's obvious. Sometimes it needs to be a little reminder on that. But the truth is, he wants to hear you straight up, where your head is at, where your heart is at, what you're angry about, what you're frustrated with, what you don't want to do that he's telling you to do, how hard it is, how you don't want to wait for stuff when he's asking you to wait, what your problems, what your struggles are, because the more real you are with him, the more that relationship is going to grow, and it's going to get where it's supposed to be, and the more solid ground you're going to be on. Do not try and come to God with that attitude of, I'm going to try and tell him what he wants to hear, or I'm going to try and pray this the right way. I was talking to Mike Today at lunch, we were talking about a phone conversation I had yesterday, and this is with a brother I've known for years and years, probably 10 or 12 years. And he's locked up right now. He used to be a governor for the Spanish Cobras on the north side. And I got to know him real well for a bunch of years, and just recently got locked up. And he's talking about his walk, you know. And he, and this is a guy who heard me preach to him for, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 years on the street, never accepted the Lord until he got locked up, you know. But when he did, he started working out all these different things with the Lord. And he said, you know, I was having real problems praying and really being real with God, and I had a lot of frustration, a lot of problems, a lot of struggles, you know, and I kept praying and praying and praying, but, you know, in my mind, I was all closed off because I was trying to think and make it be a certain way, and make it be all churchy, you know, and like the language everybody else used when I hear them preach. And he said, you know, there was a breakthrough moment that I had when I finally let go of that and just let God be God, where I could hear God's voice saying, homie, just let me cuff you for a minute and be straight with you. You see what I'm saying? And he said, was that really God telling me that? Does God really talk to me that way? Well, look, God doesn't speak in English to Chinese people. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. Some of these you got to chew on for a minute. If you're Chinese, he's going to talk to you in Chinese. If you're a brother from the neighborhood, he's bound to talk to you like a brother from the neighborhood. Makes perfect sense to me. We can't just let God be God. We're going to put him in the box and put ourselves in a box. We're all trying to front off and do for one another. We need to bust out of all that. Keep it real. Be honest. Let God be God. Let him deal with us where we're at. And the final thing I want to say, and bring up this last preacher, is that part of this, part of the beauty of all this, is that, and I think any pastor would tell you, it's not easy to know how to explain things to any and every different kind of person. Everybody has kind of different backgrounds, different church knowledge of Bible stuff and whatever, and sometimes it's hard to know how to make it apply to everybody. But the truth is, we need you to keep us honest, as Mike said, but we also need you to apply yourself to this, because we need you to learn it, because there are people in your environment that speak your language, so to speak, and you speak their language, and we need you to translate all this to them. That's what we need from you. So we have to meet you halfway on that, but we need you to take this word and carry it forth. Amen? And if all that doesn't make sense, just know I love y'all. Will that work? That was the weakest applause I ever heard in my life. Too late! Too late!